But right now, I simply want to welcome back Tony Condos Bennett.
Increase my faith in the things I cannot see, the things I cannot prove, yet I choose to believe. When my confidence fades, it's these words I pray. How increase my faith, increase my faith. Open my mind to the things I need to know, the thoughts I need to hold, and the ones I can let go. Help me be wise, see the world through others' eyes. Oh, open my mind, open my mind. Peaceful and free, gift I wanna give to the people I meet. Let each of us sing our own harmony. Oh, peaceful and free, peaceful and free. Increase my faith in the things I cannot see, the things I cannot prove. Increase my faith in the things I cannot see, things I cannot prove, yet I choose to believe. When my confidence fails, these words I pray, how increase my faith, increase my faith, increase my faith. Ooh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You are such a beautiful embodiment of living body, mind, and spirit, and opening your heart and sharing it with all of us. And it gives permission for all of us to open our hearts. That was so beautiful. I'm going to ask you all if you would close your eyes for just a moment and hear these words again that Tony shared. Increase my faith in the things I cannot see, in the things I cannot prove, yet the things I choose to believe. When I'm losing my way, it's these words I pray. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Open my mind to the things I need to know, thoughts I need to hold, and thoughts I can let go. Help me be wise, see the world through others' eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Peaceful and free, that's how I want to be. The gift I want to give to the people I meet. Let each of us sing our own harmony. Peaceful and free. Peaceful and free. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. Take a breath. And let all of that out. And I hope that you have whatever you need right now to cozy up in the warmth of wherever you are. I'm here with my mocha that I made. And that song is the embodiment of our theme today, which is not snow, it's faith. As we come to the end of this first month of 2026, wow, the year that we have declared to be the awakening and living of our 12 powers, today we wrap up our focus on our very first power, faith. Janice Stanfield did a good thing when she channeled that song. I first heard that song when Jana came to Unity of New York back at the Sabud Center, I would say probably 25 years ago, at least, maybe longer. And while I still truly love that song, and I really am glad Tony was able and willing to share that with us today, because I love it through her voice. I love those lyrics through Tony's voice. Not to be a spoiler, but we really can't increase our faith because we have always had all the faith we will ever have. It's innate in us. We were born with it. We live with it. And there is never a moment we are not using our power of faith. It's all about where we are placing it. What are we putting our faith in? So I want to get down to basics for a minute. What is faith? Let's take it right down. I mean, what does it really mean? In Webster's dictionary, faith is a system of religious belief. Makes sense. Faith is confidence or trust in a person or a thing, in someone else's ability. And in traditional Christian theology, faith is the trust in God and those promises as made through Christ and the scriptures by which humans are justified and saved. Now, the teachings of Unity remind us that we are all born a child of God. blessed, complete, whole. There is nothing to save. And I'm trying not to think of the irreverent thought that just came to me, that I love funny little memes and magnets and things. And someone gave me a magnet, a refrigerator magnet, many, many, many years ago that said, Jesus saves by using coupons and shopping wisely. I know it's sacrilegious to some, but I think Jesus is pretty cool. And Jesus is our way shower at Unity. So God is all there is, the one power, the one presence in all of the universe and in our lives. That is the first Unity principle. The second principle, we are chips off that God block. We have that same DNA. So we are not to be saved. We are to live, to express. Another definition says faith is belief in anything. And one more says faith is belief that is not based on proof. The writer of the book of Hebrews in scripture said, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. I believe Carlos reminded us of that a couple of weeks ago, and we've heard that many times. And Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, said well over 100 years ago, he defined faith as the ability to believe with confidence, to spiritually intuit, to have conviction. In other words, to know that you know. So at the highest level, faith is directed by our spiritual nature. It's knowing that you know that you know. And it goes so deep, it really can't be fully explained. Faith is based on divine law, that which is absolute, that which cannot be changed. And it's based on divine law regardless of what appears to be going on around us. There are those whose faith has literally changed history, changed the world. Last weekend, we just celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He changed the world. We just celebrated him. He once said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. I can't hear these reminders too many times of these gems, these nuggets to live by from Martin Luther King Jr. And you know, you do have to take the first step, assuming the rest will be there, even in times of doubt and fear. And right now, there are plenty of times of doubt and fear. And certainly the whole staircase did not come into view when Martin Luther King took those first steps as a pivotal figure of the civil rights movement over 60 years ago, back in the 1950s and 1960s. And like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we all have that ability, just like we all have our faith. We have that ability to embark on the journey of faith and to tap into our divine power and more fully express the Christ within us. I want you to hear that again. You have the same capacity, the same ability as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to tap into your divine power and more fully express the Christ of you and as you. Truth. Now, being the fan of clarity that I am, and knowing that some of you may not have any idea what all of these 12 powers are that is our theme for 2026, I'm going to explain a little bit right now. So again, Charles Fillmore, our Unity co-founder, he staunchly believed, based on his own theological and philosophical studies and as a metaphysician, that there are 12 faculties of mind, 12 power centers within us. And he also believed that each of these 12 faculties of mind does have that power center or location in specific areas of the body. He also believed that these 12 faculties were symbolized in the New Testament by the 12 disciples. 12 is one of the numbers of completion. And all of these powers also have a corresponding color related to each power. So our first power of the year, faith, is located in the power center in the pineal gland, which is a small, like cone-like shape. I think of little pieces of incense when I think of the pineal gland. It's the endocrine organ in the posterior forebrain. In other words, it's right in the middle of your head, right between your ears. That's where your power of faith is. It secretes melatonin, and it's involved in your biorhythms. And the color associated with faith, can you guess if you don't already know? Blue, the unspoken memo of the day. And I love blue. I love blue so much. But why blue? It's a deep blue that is the color of faith. It's symbolic of serenity, tranquility, and especially the vastness of the heavenly realm, the sky, which represents higher consciousness metaphysically. And it also represents stillness and peace. Think of that higher consciousness, that higher realm. And blue, the color blue, helps to anchor the mind in faith, to trust in divine good, even when evidence is not yet visible. Now, in Charles Fillmore's system of the 12 powers, the disciple connected to faith is Peter. You may remember that Peter, or you may not, you Bible scholars, you, he was the first disciple to be called by Jesus. See, Peter's faith was weak and inconsistent until Jesus taught him how to use it. And that's what we're doing. We're continually learning and relearning and remembering how to use these powers. So remember when Peter tried to walk on water? That's Peter, the one who, you know, the storm was happening in the boat and Jesus said, walk on the water. And he was actually doing it. And then he began to doubt. And he got freaked out because of the wind, and he started to sink. And Jesus reached out his hand to Peter. So Peter was doing fine. He was doing just fine with what seemed to be impossible. Then when he thought about the conditions, the reality, the apparent impossibility of walking on water, he came to his senses. How many times in our lives have we been living so fully, so joyfully, and we came to our senses? How many times has someone in your life reminded you to be realistic about a dream or about something that is really important and really sacred to you? You need to get a business degree. You don't need to be going to do that. So when we come to our senses, that's exactly what we're doing. We're coming to our senses. We're focusing on our senses, our sense consciousness, the outer conditions, the limitations that the world says there are. And that well-meaning ego voice within loves to speak up about all the reasons that you can't and shouldn't be doing something. There really are just times in life when our faith wavers. I bet you can think right now, right this moment, of a goal that you set at some point in your life, some goal, something, some vision, some intention that was really strong coming from your heart, knowing without a doubt that you can do that, you can reach it. Your faith was strong. And then you looked at your bank balance and you began to sink in the water, like Peter. Or maybe an unexpected event happened and you felt helpless or overwhelmed. Or, you know, sometimes some responsibility is thrust upon you that seemed completely impossible to handle. and then you stop. You've been at Unity for a while. You've been reminded to stop, to breathe, to remember the Christ within, which reaches out and gives you its hand of spiritual power. And the wind stops, the seas calm, and you remember the truth. The truth with a capital T. Matthew 17:20 states, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. We've heard that before. And Matthew 9:29 says, one of my favorites, according to your faith, let it be done to you. It's not enough to declare your faith. We can't just say we have faith, or even though it's powerful to have willingness to have faith, and that's a good start, you've got to take a step of action. You've got to take that step. Even when you don't see the whole staircase, you have to take that one step. You have to plant that little teeny tiny mustard seed and nurture it and know it is going to grow into full fruition, into all of its magnificence. This is the equivalent of praying and moving your feet, which is the step of action, and it is Unity's fifth basic principle. Remember when I said moments ago, we're born into our glory. We're born as a blessing. We're not born as sinners to be saved from something. We are in partnership with God, our DNA. Yet we have to do our part. It is partnership, co-partnering. And if we don't know what that is, get still, listen. Ask for divine guidance, divine direction. I'm asking throughout the day, every day, for that guidance. And sometimes when I'm not really sure, I know it's an even bigger message to get still, to stop the chatter, to change the station, turn the dial. Your job, our job, is to take care of the possible and to trust God in faith with the impossible. And our humanity, you know, we're walking planet Earth, spiritual beings, here having the human experience and having the spiritual experience, because we're a part of all of it and it's all a part of us. We're in the realm. And in this humanity, we do sometimes forget who we are. Most of the time, we forget it every day at some point, especially when we become consumed by things in the outer. So yes, we have struggles on this journey of life. And the cool thing is that when you work your faith muscle, the other powers, which we're going to get to throughout the year, they respond. They all work together. They don't all work. None of them work alone. It's like the systems and the organs and the body and this mechanism, this beauty, this whole, this wholeness that we are. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the key. It starts with your thoughts in the middle of your head. Hello. I just told you the area of the body, the place in the body for faith is right there in the pineal gland in the middle of your head. Everything begins with a thought, and we begin with faith. Do you remember as a kid when you knew things were possible? You didn't question it. You knew certain things were possible, and you were not concerned with how in the least, because you just had childlike faith. You didn't know better. The world was full of infinite possibilities. You saw things in the clouds. Remember that? Just lying on your back somewhere in the grass and looking at the clouds. And where are the clouds? They're in that blue heavenly realm. Childlike faith is an inherent way that is built into us. It is that focusing on the Christ within us instead of our human fears and adult limitations that we've layered on along the way on the journey of life. Because we certainly were not consciously saying at 9 years old, the Christ in me knows the way. Can you imagine? Or maybe you were. I'm sorry, maybe you were an advanced soul at 9 years old. I was not saying that. I will speak for myself. But man, there were certain things I did not matter how they were going to happen. I just knew they were going to. Years ago, I shared the story a friend of mine told me about her brother when they were kids, and I have never forgotten it. This friend grew up on Long Island, and there was a little tiny patch of dirt in their yard, right up next to their house. And it was supposed to be for a flower bed or something. They prepared it for a flower bed, but they never planted anything in it. So apparently her little brother decided that there should be a tree there. So he found a stick and he stuck it in the dirt. And they all laughed at him, of course, like, oh, that's so cute. That's so funny. A dead stick in the dirt. And he didn't care. He watered it. He took care of it anyway. He had faith. Well, the short version of this story is that to this day, over half a century later, there's a great big tree right there that looks like it's growing out of the side of their house. I don't know how it hasn't taken down the wall yet, but it hasn't. He had faith. He planted a stick that everyone thought was dead, and it grew into a mighty tree, all because he thought it would. Can you recall a time in your life having that kind of faith? Having that childlike faith where you didn't question, you just knew. I'm fond of the daily word. Most of you know that, I think. And the one that Sarah shared was beautiful, zeal, which is another of our powers. And it's one that we'll get to later in the year. But I want to share this daily word on faith because it really spoke to me. And I always believe if it speaks to me, it is speaking to you. The affirmation for this one is, in good times and bad, I put my faith in God. If I feel overwhelmed by circumstance or unable to cope with my life or the world, I lean into my faith. Believing in the presence and power of God keeps me in the flow of life, blessed by divine grace and surrounded by divine protection. Faith is the key to peaceful, abundant living. Faith helps me rise above the shifting fortunes of the world, freeing me from worry about sufficiency and supply. It helps me see the best in situations when it would be easier to simply see the worst. To believe in God means trusting good will prevail. It means steadfastly holding the belief that faith, hope, and love are more powerful than despair, doubt, and apathy. I triumph over my troubles by relying on my faith in God. And Mark 11:22 says, Jesus answered them, have faith in God. In good times and in bad, I put my faith in God. The translation to that is, I put my faith in God all the time. So let's apply this stuff. We know that these are not just good teachings and good principles and good ideas and good theories. We apply them to our lives. And that's what this year of awakening and living the 12 powers within us is all about. So I hope that you will take these reminders to apply them. You know, when you're going through challenges and you're dealing with outer circumstances, that's not a developing of your faith. That's a testing of your faith, of how strong it is. The best way is to strengthen your divine faculty, your divine power of faith. The best ways to do that are through prayer and meditation. Our fourth unity principle, pray and meditate. That's how we develop it. It's taking your faith to the gym. And when you commit to doing this every day, your faith power will strengthen. It cannot not strengthen if you do this every day. I am going to encourage you to whatever works for you, your calendar, your Google calendar, if you have a planner, whatever, you take 21 days to work on your faith, to exercise your faith in the way that I'm about to share with you. Whatever you remember from it, whatever you take from it, and see if your life doesn't start shifting from working your power of faith. Now, it takes 21 days, according to studies, to change a habit or to form a habit. And if you skip a day, all you have to do is start over. Start over your 21-day period. But let's start our practice now with a meditation on faith. I'm going to invite you to get comfy and get still. Right where you are, as you are, right this moment, because we're going to do some inner exercising in the stillness. And then we're going to take the next step of strengthening our power of faith. Leo? If you would like to focus on this beautiful imagery, if that works better for you, take a look at that snow falling from the heavenly realm, the blue sky that is always there beyond any cloud, beyond any snowflake. This is your meditation. This is your personal meditation, your blueprint. So I hope you've gotten comfortable, put everything aside, sitting quietly. Just focus on your breath for a minute. Just let the breath easily rise and fall, allowing yourself to become more relaxed with each breath, whether your eyes are open or closed. Continue the focus on the breath. Breath in. Breath out. And now I want you to focus your attention on the crown of your head. This represents your Christ center. And as you focus on the crown of the head, think of a thought similar to this. The Christ consciousness is quickened in me now. The Christ consciousness is quickened in me now. Breathe it in, focusing on the crown of the head. Christ consciousness is quickened in me now. Breathe into that. And now move your focus down to your forehead, which represents the conscious level of mind. Realize that you are consciously aware that the Christ consciousness is being quickened in you now. Say or think with your focus on your forehead, I am aware that the Christ consciousness is quickened in me. I am aware that the Christ consciousness is quickened in me. I am aware that the Christ consciousness is quickened in me. Breathe it in. And now move your attention down to your upper abdomen, the area of the solar plexus, your center. This area represents the subconscious level of mind. Know that the Christ consciousness is being quickened in you at the deepest level of your being when you affirm, I am grateful that the Christ consciousness is being quickened in me. I am grateful that the Christ consciousness is being quickened in me. I am grateful that the Christ consciousness is being quickened in me. Breathe it in. You've gone from the crown of the head, your Christ center of consciousness, down to your forehead, down to your solar plexus center, the subconscious. And now let your center of attention travel right up to the middle of your head, the faith center, directly behind your third eye, between your ears, and affirm, the Christ in me calls forth Peter, my design, disciple, faculty of faith. The Christ in me calls forth Peter, my disciple, faculty of faith. Right there in that faith center, right in the middle of your head, the Christ in me calls forth Peter, my disciple faculty of faith. Breathe it in. According to my faith, be it done unto me. According to my faith, be it done unto me. According to my faith, be it done unto me. Let's rest in that for a moment. Take another breath in. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes and maybe loosen your head a bit and bring your attention back to this present moment. And know that in those moments when your faith falters, as it will, cut yourself some slack. Give yourself some love. And just take a step, one step of faith. Even when you don't see the whole staircase.
There is a voice calling, keep walking, you're